Hey, everyone. Hey. It's your girl, Precious Williams, and welcome back to the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. Now, as you all know, I am Precious Williams. I am proud to be the Killer Pitchmaster because I will help you what? Slay all competition. Now, as you know, I come here every Sunday. I do my LinkedIn live show, and we talk about all things regarding pitching, communication skills, visibility, marketing, and branding. I really speak more to entrepreneurs and to speakers. Whether you're a novice to advanced, we can all learn great pitching skills, great communication skills. Why is that important? Because you're constantly selling yourself whether you know it or not. And for those of you who do not know me, I am a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion. I'm a corporate trainer for some of the biggest tech companies in the world, from the Googles, the LinkedIns, and the Microsofts, to financial services companies and real estate companies. I didn't get here. I worked so hard to get here. And to be quite honest with you, when I started Perfect Pitches by Precious, my third company, my first company was Curvy Girls Lingerie. The reason why I started my third company, Perfect Pitches by Precious, is people were always shocked by how I pitched. I didn't come in boring. I came in guns blazing. And I was 327 pounds. Can you, 327 pounds, y'all? And people really thought I was going to talk about baked goods and stuff. I'm pitching in front of investors. I'm pitching in front of media. And I'm killing the game in front of Harvard, Yale, Stanford, and Columbia grads, cool tech companies, and international companies. And I'm still black on both sides, y'all. Y'all see? Here we go. Okay? And so with the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show, today I want to talk about something that, was placed on my heart early this morning. And it's hashtag speaker tales. And every time we talk about speaker tales, these are really for the speakers. This is like lessons from the trenches. One of the things that I have noticed, and this goes back to what our episode is about, are you speaking just to speak or to have a lasting impact? We have so many people who have testimony after testimony, and it's not landing. And oftentimes it's because you just want to talk just to be talking. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't need to hear, the story of someone overcoming something if it doesn't relate to something I'm going through right now. And so again, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. What's your next pitch power play? I created a quiz, a free 6-question quiz that through the algorithm, once you answer the question, through the algorithm, it'll teach you how to start pitching better, right? So what's your next pitch power play? How do you start pitching differently from where you are right now? If the pitches you're doing right now aren't working, it's going to show you how to start doing that, okay? So go to pitchingforprofit.com. You can do that now because we're about to go in for another 30 minutes. So if you're down with the click, be down with the click. And if you take my quiz, please put the name it gives you, whether strategic engagement or anything like that. Let me know what it is so I know that you took it, okay? And so go to pitchingforprofit.com. I know my girl Tina, my client Tina, is going to let y'all know in the comments. Just click on the link that she has, pitchingforprofit.com, okay? Okay, y'all, y'all ready to go in? So hashtag speaker tales. Are you speaking just to speak or to have a lasting impact? So again, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Precious L. Williams. I'm the Killer Pitchmaster. I'm a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion. I've appeared on Shark Tank, CNN, Wall Street Journal, Forbes Magazine, movies, documentaries around the world. I'm a 3-time number one best-selling author of the Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs Speakers Only series, also reviewed by Forbes Magazine, billboards in Times Square. And in addition to that, I want to share with you all something that I didn't even know until this morning. One of my clients who I met through a global pitch event, she came to me through the Wise Her platform, which is a group of women experts in particular with the sales or radio, whatever. She came to me through pitching. She took a time with me. After that, she won her first pitch competition, her first, for $7,500 in Houston. She tells me today, girl, I went on a television show based on what you told me and won $50,000. Yes, give it up for Margot Bain. Y'all, some people be thinking I'd be making it up. I don't make it up. My clients are on Shark Tank. They're on shows around the world. They're getting corporate training contracts. So if that's what you are looking for, if you want media attention, you want that kind of stuff, that's why I said pitching, it takes you so many different places. And I just want to give a shout out to Margot Baines because, Queen, thank you for letting me know that even though we haven't talked in a while, you took what I did and you kept going. That is beautiful. And that's the power. I don't need people to hold my hand forever. I want to teach you to get out and you do your thing. So thank you, Margot Baines. Thank you to Catherine Rose, CEO of WiseHer, for bringing her into my orbit. So if you all want to check out WiseHer.com, that's WiseHer.com. Okay. So let's get it popping. So, you know, I've been a speaker since I was 16 years old. I'm 42, which means I have 26 years of professional speaking excellence. I started out being paid to speak when I was 16 in the hood of St. Louis, Missouri, speaking to the governor of Missouri, speaking to the mayor of the city of St. Louis, speaking at scholarship fundraisers and stuff like that. So I really don't want y'all to think I'm just coming new to this or I was trained by the gurus. No, I was trained on the spot to be who I am today. And I had to develop a thick skin. I had to develop a way to really stand out from everybody else. And so people always remark that my energy is what gets them because they're not used to all this energy coming at them from a 42-year-old or from a 26-year-old or from a 16-year-old. But this is like my thing, right? And so why is this topic so important? And I really want to throw it at y'all. Do you think that some people just want to speak just to speak? They may have a testimony and they just want to speak just to speak and just keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. Or do you think that people speak to have a lasting impact? So you can answer that question. Have you ever encountered people who just speak to say the same thing over and over and over again, but there is no way of moving forward? Sometimes I feel like when we're just giving testimony, sometimes it needs to be in church or a spiritual place, because people right now, they need that too, but they also need, if they have businesses, if they're speakers, they need something that transcends from where you are to show them what's possible. And not just, hey, I just prayed and that's it. It's like, no, what action did you put behind it? What things can we learn? What lessons can we glean? You know, if you already had connections, if you already had all these people in your pocket, that doesn't really help people. So how, if you got it out the mud, what were you able to bring to the table? And that's why when I wrote my book, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, for women entrepreneurs and speakers only, my thing was, I'm not talking to just regular women. I'm talking to women who are bad bitches or want to be. And that's a totally different person from an average, regular, everyday person. That's a totally different woman. That's a woman who's like, I'm tired of being in a box. I'm tired of letting circumstances rule me. I need to rule my circumstances. I'm the killer pitch master because I got receipts. Not only do I have receipts, you know, being in movies and documentaries around the world, it's not that everybody has to know my name, y'all. The right people have to know your name. So if all you're doing is giving a testimony, but there is no true instruction, if there's nothing that's really pushing people forward, think about that. Think about that. So have you ever been in a situation where you're just hearing testimonies, but there's nothing else to it? It's not grabbing you. It's not doing anything. Have you done that yourself? Or I want you to start asking that question, because why is it important? It's important because if you really want to have lasting impact as a speaker, if you really want to get out there with your idea, your book, your brand, your business, your product, your service, it has to be relatable. And it can't, I know people are like, oh, well, we're so tired of the ghetto to riches story. I'm like, first of all, story isn't told enough, but also it makes it seem like it happened overnight. And for a lot of us, we're 10 years in this game. And that's why I believe in telling the true story of how it really happened, right? So when I go to speaking events, whether I'm flying out first class or when I used to fly out the back of the plane, when I'm speaking at the LinkedIn's or when I was speaking at nonprofits in the corner, I'm telling you, I want to show you what it really looks like to watch this journey go. So if you're only focused on you, that's a problem as a speaker. What do you want them to take from what you're saying? And for my speakers, tell me what you speak about. And I'm going to come to y'all in a second. I'm going to come to y'all and see what y'all say in the comments. I really want to ask the question, do you feel people speak just to speak, or do they want to have a lasting impact, or do people just not know what to do? There are many speakers that are not getting paid to speak because the stuff that they're speaking on has been, you know, done over and over and over again. However, what's your unique spin? So it can't just be a motivational speech. I don't know about y'all, but motivational speeches don't do much for me. And the reason why they don't is because I need action behind it. I need somebody to show me, like, even one step forward, just one step. I don't have to take every step first. But what's that first step? Is it mindset mastery? Is it connecting with someone? Is it, I need to write something out? Is it like I need to go to LinkedIn? Is it like I need to go to Clubhouse? Do I need to have questions formulated? These are the kind of things you want to have in your mind, you know, as a speaker. And so these are tales from the trenches. And I've been to so many conferences where I've been bored out of my mind. They're not paying attention to what the audience needs to learn and stuff like that. So you already remember the questions I asked you. Have you been places where you heard people that just talk, you know, giving a testimonial, but there's nothing that moves you? And so it can't make a lasting opinion. And if you are a speaker, what do you speak about? And what's your unique spin on it? So you don't sound like I'm Les Brown part two, or Tony Robbins part two, or Lisa Nichols part two, or Dr. Cheryl Woods part two. So for those of you, if you are a woman entrepreneur in the New York City area, or a Black entrepreneur, male or female, or they, the city of New York is having a free event featuring me, and I'm going to be talking about marketing, and it's on July 29th. You can get your free ticket at Eventbrite. So if you go to Eventbrite, I'm sure you can put in We Connect Mentor Session with Precious Williams on marketing. Get your tickets now. This will sell out. Every time I've spoken, we have sold out, but it's still free. And I want you all to really come. It's 2 hours from 10 to 12 in the morning. Just know it will be, I believe they're recorded, but I just want you all to have the opportunity to hear me speak on a specific topic and making sure that I come at it from a totally different angle than I have before. Okay, so I'm gonna keep that on the screen. If you are a woman entrepreneur in the New York City area, or a Black entrepreneur, he, she, they, please get your free ticket to the We NYC and the BE NYC event. I'm an esteemed mentor in both of those groups, and I did that. And I'm so excited to be a mentor to help the next generation of Black entrepreneurs and the next generation of women entrepreneurs. Y'all, I got out of homelessness. September 1st will be 3 years. Three years I've been out of homelessness. Why? And look at what I did. That's what I'm telling you. Pitching can take you places. Speaker tales. When I started, I thought I had to do this for 10 years again to get back to where I was. Man, it took 4 months. 4 months for me to go from speaking in a bottomless closet to Viacom. Bottomless closet for free. Viacom, so Smart and Sexy Day. Then got an influencer contract. Stop playing with me, y'all. So how did that happen? What did I have to get over in my mind? I had to let people who kept telling me I would never do it, get it, you know, stay with my job. I'm not doing none of that. I need to, God put me on this earth for a reason. He put you on this earth for a reason. If you have a job, I think that's awesome. I think it's awesome. You can speak on the side. But your message needs to come out, and it can't just be all about you. What have you learned from other people? What have you learned from other people's mistakes? How have you been able to navigate different sections of society? Think about that. What flaw, what deep flaw did people say you had, and you overcame it because you know there are other people who need to? I was 327 pounds, and you know, I was still cute. Trust and believe, I was dating a Hollywood actor. People still like, how is that possible? I believed that I could. And I got him with the perfect pitch. I got him. Flown out the sets and whatever, held hands in public, don't play. But I really believed I could, and I did. Beyond what anybody else told me, he told me I could do it, and I did. Now, was it hard? Of course it was hard. People ask, you shouldn't be with her. You can say whatever you want to say. That's how Curvy Girls Lingerie got started. Okay, so let's get it popping. When you're really starting to get specific about your speaking career, or even as an entrepreneur, here's some of the things I want you to consider, because this goes into, are you speaking just to speak, or do you want to have a lasting impact? When you want to have a lasting impact and you really get specific about the type of topics you want to speak on, that will help you attract the right people to you. Some of y'all are like, no, I've been speaking all this time and it's not getting where. Maybe you're in the wrong network. Maybe you're going to events with people who are not decision makers. Maybe you need to step it up and go into places that you don't think you belong. I don't go to a lot of speaker events because there's always this little competition. I'm going to go where a lot of us aren't. And that's why I got into the tech space. That's why I got into financial services. And that's why I got into the real estate. Go where we're not usually. And if you have a message that can transcend, do that. If you want to speak to foundations, you want to speak to nonprofits. My client, Mariam Maboney, is a social worker, and she has a contract with EA Sports. How does a social worker have a contract with EA Sports? Because she's not just a social worker. She teaches on leadership, DEI, team building, and stuff like that. And look how we were able to parlay it together to get her contract. She's been flying all over. About to be burnt out because she's just so booked. She's booked and blissfulled up. And I want y'all to be booked and blissful. But if you are talking like everybody else, it's not going to work. So I need you, when you're thinking about the topics you're going to speak on, it can't be motivation. It has to be more than that. It's like from despair to destiny. It has to be something like you taking them from here to here. And you have to be able to bridge the gap where people are right now. People are stressed about the pandemic. They're stressed about an economic downturn. They're stressed that they didn't get PPP. They're stressed that they didn't get these sort of things. Can you speak to that? Are you going through that? How are you able to make it through? What steps can you give them to? Can you attach it to something that you're going to train and teach on in the future? Can you go into, can you get warm intros to where some of your people work and show them that not only can I do this for nonprofits and foundations, I can do this for corporations because they need that. They're struggling with content creation. What are we doing, y'all? Okay. When you're able to be crystal clear about the topics, and knowing that you want to have a lasting impact, what's the impact you want to have? Be very specific in your mind. Write it down. Make it plain. What type of impact do you want to have? Do you want to help them increase sales? Do you want them to help them increase productivity? Do you want to take the stress out of something? Do you want to give them a step by? What is it you, what kind of impact do you want to have? Is it something that can start off elementary, intermediate, and advanced? What can you do? What type of audience do you speak to? You can't speak to everybody. Where are you supposed to be situated? Some of you are coaches, and some of you may not be finding success in coaching because you're talking to the wrong people who cannot afford your services. And you might need to change your language to attract the higher people. I'm not saying a high net worth. I'm just saying people who can truly afford it. So you're not looking at yourself like you're wrong. No, you might be in the wrong circles. And when I talk about having lasting impact, if you are only around the same people all the time, you're never going to have lasting impact. You need to be in different circles. Yes, I think you should be in like maybe two or three groups that you're stable with. But you also should be asking people for opportunities to speak at places that you know that they're at. Come in as a guest, blow them away. What's your elevator pitch looking like? Will you say the networking events? Do you just, I'm just a motivational speaker. And I don't want to hear that. Motivate me. Get me on my feet. Get me on my feet. Say something that's going to shock them all. Because they'll remember you over someone who's like, this is what my name is, this is what I do. Nobody want to hear that. Another thing I want you all to consider. What are testimonials that are happening around you from people working with you or wanting to work with you?
Greetings, I am Sandra Chain. I'm so excited about my new podcast, The Profit in the Nonprofit. It's going to be held every Thursday at 9 a.m. And guess what? You're going to learn how to make a profit in your nonprofit, how to set it up, and how to get funding. That's every Thursday at 9 a.m. See you there.
Good day, everyone. It's your girl, Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and also the host of the Killer Pitch Master podcast show. As you know, my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, is now available. Yes, you can get it on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and also on my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And if you're wondering, why should you get Pitching for Profit? Now, you know, as a killer pitch master, I'll help you slay all competition. But with this third book, I'm going to show you how to truly profit from every pitch you give and how to make every conversation turn into currency. I'm going to show you how to get affiliates, how to get referrals, how to get your name spoken in places you didn't even know existed. If you are looking to truly be hashtag book busy and paid, I'm going to show you how to monetize your network and having your network constantly be out on the prowl, making sure that you stay top of mind and visible with your target market. Again, my book is Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, available on Amazon.com right now and at my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And it's your girl, Precious Williams. I'm the killer pitch master, I'm a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion, successful Shark Tank participant, had six of my clients, seven of my clients appear successfully in Shark Tank, including one who, Opulence MD, which just got $100,000 investment in her company. So I am the queen when it comes to all forms of pitching, media pitching, elevator pitching, investor pitching, interview, sales, and whatever. I'm also a corporate trainer for LinkedIn, Google, and Microsoft, some other big tech companies and real estate companies and financial services companies. And I'm also a 3-time number one best-selling author of The Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only series. My first book is Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only. This book was reviewed by Forbes magazine in an article called Pitching is Bitching. It led to my first billboard in Times Square. This book is all about the psychology of pitching, right? So there are 7 branding personas when it comes to pitching. Are you ruled by power, numbers? Are you flawed? Are you unstoppable? Are you mysterious? Are you funny? Like, you'll understand yourself better in this book. My second book is called Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, the workbook. So this book gives you prompts on how to create the perfect pitch for you, not everybody else, for you, your brand, your book, your product or service. Finally, my third book, which was just reviewed by Forbes magazine, Secrets of the Killer Pitch Master in Forbes magazine, led to my second billboard in Times Square. It's called Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. I'm so proud of all 3 of my books. In fact, my first book is a 4-time Book of the Year finalist for Business Sales and Economics. And I know that sometimes the title gets people until they see who all read it, who's all bought the book, from the Federal Reserve Bank to the federal government has bought my books, which tells you that I am who I say I am. And I believe in being different. And I believe in approaching situations very differently so you stand out from a crowd. If you love to get my Triple Threat book bundle, the link is scrolling across the screen. It's a bit.ly link /triplethreatPPP. So you're welcome to get that book and get all 3 books. They'll be hand signed by me with a personal note in each and every one of them and personally taken to the post office by me. You can also get these books on Amazon. It won't be signed by me or anything, but I just want to let you know. Okay. So you can definitely get your Triple Threat PPP books now. Finally, let's answer some final questions, right? And then if you all have questions, throw them at me, but just let me get through this because I want to make sure. This is hashtag speaker tales. This is tales from the trenches of being a speaker. 26 years in this game. When it comes to being a speaker who wants a lasting impact, are you creating noise and buzz by what you're doing? Are you creating noise and buzz? Is your content rich? Are you putting out things that showcase that you are an expert in what you're doing? I know sometimes when we started off as novices, we just, you know, we sign up for every virtual thing we can get on and we say the same things over and over and over again. You're not differentiating yourself enough. And that's why you're not going to have lasting impact. We have to be more discerning about where we are. So if you're a novice, you know, I know you take over everything, but as you grow in this journey, you have to put a price on what you're doing and you have to deliver it. And the moment you put a price on your services as a speaker, whether you're a keynote, workshop, there are other ones, I can't think of them right now, but keynote, workshop, summits, all that kind of stuff, you have to be willing to put a price on it. Now, I've been doing this 26 years, so I expect to be paid for my services because I put the time in and I have actual receipts and the credentials to back it up. You know what I mean? So I expect to be paid. There are people who will tell you, oh, you know, you shouldn't expect that. I do because I'm 26 years into this and I'm willing to walk away. If the wrong people are in the room, it wouldn't matter what you pay me. I'm not showing up. And that's what I want you to talk about when it comes to making a lasting legacy. If the people that you need to really be in contact with aren't in the room, why are you there? Oh, well, they paid me. But if these people aren't going to be able to say great things about you or it just doesn't resonate with them, it doesn't matter. Your job is to build up your speaker career. Is to make yourself indispensable, which is why if you're a coach, be a coach. If you're not, I'm a trainer and a teacher. I'm a best-selling author. That's what I am. I am not a coach anymore. I'm not. I'm a trainer and a teacher because I want you all to learn. And just like with everything you did before coming to this thing today, there are levels to this. There's levels to project management. There's levels to graphic design. There's levels. Where are you on the trajectory? Where are you? And being honest with yourself. And if you want to have a lasting legacy, what do you want that to be? Now, if you just want to speak everywhere and that's cute, it's not going to get you places. You need to be in specific places where your target market is or where your target market is going to be. So I want you all in the comments to say, who's your target market now and where do you, and who do you want it to be? These are great questions because it forces you to not just do what everybody else is doing around you. That is that is not a good thing as a speaker. I don't care if every speaker is having a conference. I don't care if every speaker is on Clubhouse. I don't care. Does that mean you have to be there? Where are your people? And even if they are on Clubhouse, maybe they're on LinkedIn too. Maybe they're somewhere else. But that's where you need to be. But just because everybody tells you you have to do it, understand you only have one life. And if the people you need to engage with aren't there or you're already overextended, then just focus on the places where you just need to be. You don't need to be everywhere because I'm not everywhere. And I made a conscious decision to tell people, I know you keep telling me I need to be here, here, here. When I'm ready, I'll get there. But for right now, I've had to take a step back and realize I'm not running a race with anybody. Once you have created your own lane as a speaker, you have lasting impact. They start coming to you. And it took time for me to get here. And that's why I want you all to know there's levels to this. Do not think because you're a novice, you're supposed to be at Les Brown's place that fast. You're not. You're supposed to learn the game and listen to people who are going to give you the unvarnished truth. Okay. And I always want you to stand out. And you can't stand out if you sound like everybody else. And finally, these are my last two questions. If you really want to have a lasting impact, what have you learned from your own testimony? Not what you tell everybody else. What have you really learned from your testimony? What have you learned from your story, your origin story, or, you know, being dark, being down at the bottom, at rock bottom, or being so high in the clouds, you just never believed it could happen. Take us on that journey and tell us stuff we didn't know. Tell us stuff we didn't know. Most people didn't know that I grew up wearing Salvation Army clothes and that I did grow up in poverty and that my first year of high school, I had straight Fs. First year, straight Fs at McClure Senior High School in St. Louis, Missouri. I was overwhelmed. I was going through a whole lot. You can't tell me I knew this was coming. I didn't. But if it wasn't for my grandparents stepping in and raising me and taking me into a different environment, even though it was deeper into the hood, and I didn't realize it at the time. I was like, man, I want to go in the county. But my grandparents said, you stay in here so we can keep an eye on you. What they were doing was setting me up. If I had been in a county, okay, that's great. But in the city, I really shined because not too many people could do what I did, right? And I graduated valedictorian of the class of 1997. I was queen of the high school, Miss Beaumont, 1996, 1997. I had a parade in the city of St. Louis. I was also in the Harris Stowe Teachers College parade. Like, I'm telling y'all, there's some things that have happened that are so crazy to me. I've always been told by my mama I was ugly and stupid. Nobody's ever going to want me. I'm never going to have any friends. Da, da, da. She was wrong. She was wrong. And it took one woman, Precious Dolores Williams, one man, Raymond Woodrow Williams, my grandparents, to be like, that's the queen bee. So everybody got to act like that's queen bee. And they would go to bat for me no matter who talked about me. They would go to bat with their own kids over me. So think about what I'm telling y'all. At 5 years old, I knew I was going to make it big. I just didn't know how. I used to talk to stick figures. And people know that. But what I didn't realize is that a dream can come true from 5 years old. I'm 42. I'm supposed to be old and washed up. I'm living my best life. I ain't going back and forth with nobody. I'm living my best life. Smile, Precious. Smile, Precious. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. So you all know that it's your girl, Precious Williams. And I am so delighted. So if anybody has any questions, I think we have about another 3 minutes. But if not, I thank you all so much for attending the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster show. As you all know, I love having this show. I love that now I am affiliated with a new pitching show. So I wanted to share this with you all. If you are a company that is profitable or getting to profitable, you have a management team, is it profitable? Have a management team and are scalable. We're having an event on August 5th in New York City. August 5th in New York City. It's a qualifying pitch to be on this television show. It's called America's Real Deal. And so if you want to be considered for that show, please type me in the comments, or if you know of other companies that should be considered, you know, profitable or getting to profitability, are able to be scalable, maybe have a unique product or service, and you by unique, you know, like your fresh take on something, right? And have a management team or building your management team. We would love to hear from you with America's Real Deal. So excited that I'm the pitch coach. And I really want to open up opportunities for the people that have supported me. And I want to show you how I did it and how, if you're really great at pitching and putting yourself forward, the opportunities really are endless. I only started pitching because nobody believed in a fat, black, non-Ivy League graduate making it. And first pitch got me on national television. Second pitch got me $500,000. 13-time national champion, adding another additional $150,000. So I'm not someone that's just talking. I walk the walk, and I'm telling you all, be a speaker who wants to make a lasting impact and legacy. It will serve you when people turn their backs on you. It will serve you when you need to go into different networks. It will serve you as you're going up the ladder. It will serve you when you have red hair or blonde hair or different wigs, or you change up your outfits, you change up your style. There are people who are ready for you all. And if you're ready for that, let's take it to the next level. As you all know, I'm the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. This is my website. Go and check it out. See the type of services that I do provide. In addition, I love coming here every Sunday, unless I am training or I'm out of town, okay? But you have my word. I'm usually here every Sunday. It's free to come here. Invite your friends. Say, hey, come through. We love what Precious is doing. She's talking about real tea, that true tea, hashtag speaker tale, giving you that real and that raw and that funky. Come through every Sunday or catch the replay, okay? Is there anyone who has any comments before we go? For those of you who this is your first time here, don't forget to take my quiz. It's a free quiz called What's Your Next Pitch Power Play? So go to pitchingforprofit.com. Yes, it's free, and you get a customized report after taking the quiz. If you are a Black entrepreneur, a women entrepreneur in the New York area, the city of New York and I are putting together a marketing masterclass that's going to be on July 29th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's free. So I would encourage you all to get your tickets. Even if you can't come, I think they're going to have a recording, but you can't get the recording if you're not RSVP. And remember, it's free. So if you really want to see me take it to the next level and be funky with it, we're going to talk about marketing. Okay. Finally, if for some of you who don't know, I'm a 3-time number one bestselling author of the Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs Speakers Only series, the author of Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, the workbook, and Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. I now have a triple threat bundle, so you get all three books hand signed by me, taken to the post office and get to you. So like with Amazon, you can get it at Amazon, Walmart, all these other places, but you can't get it hand signed by anybody else but me with a personal note. And also, if you like merchandise, if you love mugs, cups, all kinds of things that will inspire you, please check out my Shopify store. Again, everybody, I thank you so much for being here, for coming to the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master show. Just come out and be different. Be the difference that the world needs right now. I love the fact that I am proud to be Precious Williams. I'm proud to be a full-figured diva and a plus-size fashionista. I'm proud to stand in my own power and to rise above any and all things that have tried to drag me down. And I wish the same for each and every one of you. Break free from every chain, every box, everything that people want to put you in. If you are meant for bigger things and God has this purpose for you, go for it, because he needs no co-signers. So you go forth. And this is Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. And I am also the proud host of the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master. Keep coming back every Sunday. It gets better and better. No fluff, no BS. Let's go. Love you all. Mwah.